Second reading this morning, 1 Peter, these words, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile. So our text, you may be seated. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the comfort of a United States passport, yes, the comfort of a U.S. passport, it cannot be underestimated. No, it's not that every other country in the world is horrible place to be, a horrible place to live. The point is that when you are traveling overseas, it's the passport, really, that signals to you that you can fly back to the United States and that you'll be allowed back into the U.S. when you return. Now, perhaps you've never thought about that. Even if you've traveled overseas, perhaps it's never occurred to you. But I'm guessing, that it has. Why? Well, whenever you travel anywhere in the world outside the United States for any length of time, and you're jet-lagged and hungry, and you've not had a good night's sleep in days, you begin to think about returning home, about traveling back to the United States, and you can do so because of that passport. Because of that passport, you don't have to stay where you are. A hotel in Albania, for example, we were thrilled to have what looked like a very nice shower, but upon turning on the shower and watching the water cascading down into the insert on the floor there, it was only a few seconds before we saw that same water come out between the insert and the floor and head toward the door of the bathroom out into our room. Water went off, towels went flying, and there were no showers that day. Now, that wasn't so serious. More serious would be getting into a situation overseas and really wishing simply to leave because, well, it just was not good. Weather, for instance. I ran into someone last year that had been in India when it was 126 degrees. I said, "What did you do?" He said, "We stayed in the shade." Food. You know, there's a reason that I eat chicken every day when I'm in Africa. Environment, pollution in other parts of the world is simply unbelievable. Unbelievable. But the thing is, when we're there, we can leave. We can leave such situations. We can leave any time. And the reason we can leave is because we have that little blue book in our pocket, that little pamphlet that declares us to be citizens of the United States, or at least that we belong in the United States, and we can easily catch the next flight out of whatever foreign country we find ourselves in. Now, just that little bit of knowledge that we can leave, vamoose, scram, because we have a passport, most of the time it's able to get us through any situation in which we find ourselves. I mean, just that thought, it's powerful. It's very powerful. Sure, it's not so great, the situation in which I find myself, but hey, anytime I want, I can leave. I can leave because of my citizenship where I belong. It's not here, it's somewhere else. Where I belong is in the United States of America. So if I must leave, I can. Now, I don't know how many times that thought got me through a tough day in Germany and later on Nigeria or Ghana or Croatia or Albania, but it's true. That's what the passport means, that U.S. passport means, that wherever we find ourselves outside the country, there we do not have to stay. Now, I've begun this morning by pounding this point home and pounding and pounding and pounding, because such a thought is similar to the thought we should and can and even must have as Christians. And that thought is that we're not stuck here. We're not stuck here on earth. But in fact, since Christ our Lord and Savior has risen from the dead, that means we too will rise from the dead and spend an eternity with Him elsewhere, somewhere else, in a different situation than we find ourselves in right now. I mean, this is what the resurrection of Jesus Christ actually means. It means that the crucifixion for our transgressions that occurred on Good Friday was sufficient. Sufficient to result in a resurrection for our justification, our being declared righteous and holy before God. Thus, we are not tied down to this place. We're not tied down to this time. We're not restricted forever to our flesh. We're not encompassed by the world, and we will not always have to deal with the devil. Now, practically, this means that any chronic aches and pains we suffer will come to an end. Any perpetual heartbreak we continue to experience, it's going to stop finally. Any hopeless social situation in which we find ourselves will cease. In other words, to a very real extent, we are, as Christians, as our text from 1 Peter explains, really no longer citizens of this world, but exiles, those whose home is elsewhere, but who for a time must live away from their home. Where is our home? Our home is heaven. Heaven with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our King Jesus, if that helps us out. And how do we know that we belong in his country, however? Better, his kingdom, the kingdom of King Jesus. How do we know that we belong there? Well, it's because we have a passport. We have a passport for his kingdom. Passport which declares that this is so, that we're citizens of the kingdom of King Jesus. And what is that passport? Well, that passport is our baptismal certificate. That's right, our baptismal certificate. For what does our baptismal certificate remind us but that we've been baptized into Christ? We have put on Christ, that Christ himself has come to dwell in our hearts and thus to establish his kingdom there by his Spirit, creating peace of mind, calming our troubled consciences, and overpowering Satan as that strong man in the parable which Christ told. And that being so, that being baptized into Christ through faith daily, receiving the forgiveness of sin, experiencing the peace that passes all understanding, pursuing as we are able the fulfilling of the law, what does our life now look like? What does it look like? Well, certainly it's not a life of the prevailing worldly culture around us. For in Christ, that which is around in the world is not really us, is it? The hatred, the anger, the fear, the spite, the distrust, the selfishness, the self-centeredness. We could go on and on and on here. But only an hour or so of television viewing shows us what the world is, shows us what the world would have us be, shows us what the world would have us be as well. And that can be exhausting, can't it? When a friend calls on the phone, for example, and shares a bit of gossip that drags us someone's name through the mud, what's wanted in return but for us to do the same? When all around us are complaining and threatening and crying out about this issue or that, what is wanted but for us to participate in such complaining and threatening and crying out? When the attitude is expressed that we should just whoop it up in this life and then die, so we might as well whoop it up, whatever happens, what is really wanted is some co-whoopers, others who will whoop it up along with the best of them. Point is, being exiles in this world, we need not whoop along. We need not rant and rave along with the world. We need not match. We need not match. Remember this. We need not match sin for sin in order to have a place in this world. Why? Because we're not of this world. Yes, we were born here, but through our baptisms into Christ, we've been naturalized. No! We've been supernaturalized into the kingdom of God. Our home is not here, so we need not participate in the worldliness of the world. And what is more, we can live each day knowing that whatever is troubling us, it's going to come to an end. It's going to stop. It's going to cease. But it's not going to cease by us finally becoming not conscious of it, like when we fall asleep after taking a Tylenol. No, all of our pain and suffering will cease, and we will be cognizant of it coming to an end as we will be translated from our exile here to our home in heaven. Now, I hope I'll never forget that night about 11 p.m. after sitting in a hot, stuffy, smelly, cramped, almost claustrophobia-inducing seating area in the airport in Lagos, Nigeria for hours. Hours I sat there. I was able to step onto a gigantic, air-conditioned, air-filtered 747 for my trip back to the United States. That was heaven. Okay, I know, it's a simple idea, we got it. Yes, it is a simple idea. The fact that we are exiles, strangers here on earth, for we've been made citizens of another country, a better country. It's a simple idea, simple to understand, but not so simple to live. Why? Well, take a look around. It seems so obviously not to be the case. Like those disciples on the road to Emmaus, we hear the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, but the reality of the world's events, of the things around us, of the interpretation of the things around us is overwhelming. And life can be overwhelming, so overpowering, so all-encompassing that we can begin to doubt our baptismal certificate, that little piece of paper created by some church secretary somewhere, perhaps long ago, and signed by a pastor, can have any significance whatsoever in our lives. Of course, if there were people coming to our door asking us as to how they might too be baptized, so that they too could become citizens of the kingdom of God, that they too might daily have the peace that passes all understanding. Yes, if there were those who would come to us and ask us for such things, we would think differently. We would treasure our baptismal certificate and even more the baptism it represented. And that kind of happened to us, my wife and me, when people would come to knocking on our door in Germany and ask so humbly if we might in some way help them come to the United States. Oh, that people would do the same as regards faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and heaven itself. So we need to do better here, don't we? Of making known not only the dwelling place of our King Jesus of heaven and of what life there ultimately means for those who believe in him, but of what our life in exile even now in this world means. How do we do that? How do we do that? How do we do better? Well, as the women did who returned from the tomb, as Jesus did with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and as those same disciples did when they returned to Jerusalem, in simple conversation, declaring the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, fulfilling scriptures, bringing to us forgiveness, life, and salvation, and making us citizens of his kingdom forever. And so, exiles here on earth right now. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and sing the canticle.